One day they meditated, saying, "It would be exceedingly helpful to us if we were to leave this region and set out for the West, for we then could visit the tombs of the holy martyrs and Catholic fathers and be blessed by them. And if Christ, the Lord of the universe, prolonged our lives and sustained us by his grace, we could go to Jerusalem so that we might receive complete pardon for our offences and absolution for our sins of foolishness." They rose up and distributed their furniture and the objects which they used in everyday life among the poor, and they went to that city so that they might take companions for the journey and provide themselves with food for the way. And Rabban Sauma set out on his journey, and there went with him a number of excellent men from among the priests and deacons of the cell of the Catholicus. And he arrived at Beth Romei, on the borders of the Sea of Mecca. He saw the church that was there, and then went down in a ship, and his companions were with him. Now there were more than 300 souls in the ship, and each day he consoled them with his discourse on the faith. Now the greater of those who dwelt in the ship were Romans, and because of the savour of his speech, they paid him honour in no small degree. And after some days he arrived in the great city of Constantinople, and before they went in, he sent two young men to the royal gate to make known that an ambassador of King Argon had come. Then the king commanded certain people to go forth and meet them, and to bring them in with pomp and honour. And when Rabban Sauma went into the city, the king allotted him a house. And after Rabban Sauma had rested himself, he went to visit the king Andronicus II. And after he had saluted him, the king asked him, "How art thou after the workings of the sea and the fatigue of the road?" And Rabban Sauma replied, "With the sight of the Christian king, fatigue hath vanished, and exhaustion hath departed. For I was exceedingly anxious to see your kingdom, the which may our Lord establish." And after they had enjoyed food and drink, Rabban Sauma asked the king to be allowed to see the churches and the shrines of the fathers, and the relics of the saints that were therein. And the king handed Rabban Sauma over to the nobles of his kingdom, and they showed him everything that was there. And when Rabban Sauma went back to the king, he said, "And now, if the king will permit me, I will go and fulfill the command of King Argon, for the command to me was to enter the territory of the Progae." And he departed from Constantinople and went down to the sea. And he embarked on a ship and came to the middle thereof, where he saw a mountain from which smoke ascended all day long, and in the night time fire showed itself on it. And no man is able to approach the neighbourhood of it because of the stench of sulphur. Some people say that there is a great serpent there. This sea is called the Sea of Italy. Now, it is a terrible sea, and very many thousands of people have perished therein. And after 2 months of toil and weariness and exhaustion, Rabban Sauma arrived at the seashore, and he landed at the name of which was Napoli. The name of its king was Irid Shardalo, and he went to the king and showed him the reason why he had come, and the king welcomed him and paid him honour. Now it happened that there was a war between him and another king, whose name was Irid Archon, and the troops of the one had come in many ships, and the troops of the other were ready, and they began to fight each other. And Irid Archon conquered Irid Shardalo, and slew 12,000 of his men, and sunk their ships into the sea. Meanwhile, Rabban Sauma and his companions sat upon the roof of the mansion in which they lived, and they admired the way that the Franks waged war, for they attacked none of the people except those who were actually combatants. And from that place they travelled inland on horses, and they passed through towns and villages and marvelled because they found no land which was destitute of buildings. On the road, they heard that Ma Papa was dead. After some days, they arrived in Great Rome. And Rabin Salma went to the church of Peter and Paul, for the cell of the throne of Ma Papa was situated therein. Now, after the death of Ma Papa, 12 men who were called Catunare administered the papal throne. And whilst they were taking counsel together in order to appoint the new pope, Rabin Salma sent a message to them, saying, "We are the ambassadors of King Argon and of the Catholicus of the East." And the cardinal said unto him, "For what purpose hast thou come hither?" And Rabin Salma said unto him, "The Mongols and the Catholicus of the East have sent me to Ma Papa concerning the matter of Jerusalem, and they have sent letters with me." They began to ask him questions, saying, "What is thy quarter of the world, and why hast thou come?" And they said unto him, "Where does the Catholicus live? Where is the throne of the Catholicus?" He said to them, "In Baghdad." And Rabin Salma said unto them, "Know ye, O our fathers, that many of our fathers have gone into the countries of the Mongols and the Turks and the Chinese and have taught them the gospel. And at present time there are many Mongols who are Christians." Then the cardinals summoned the Amir of the city and certain monks and commanded them to show him the churches and the holy places that were there. And they went forth straightway and saw the places. And then they went from that place to the country of the Tuscan, and were honourably entreated. And thence they went to Gino. Now the latter country has no king, but the people thereof set up to rule over it some great man, with whom they are pleased. Afterwards they went to the country of Paris, to King Francis. And the king sent out a large company of men to meet them, and they brought them into the city with great honour and ceremony. Now the territories of the French king were in extent more than a month's journey, and the king of France assigned to Rabin Salma a place wherein to dwell, and 3 days later sent one of his amirs to him and summoned him to his presence. He said unto him, "Why hast thou come, and who sent thee?" And Rabin Salma said unto him, "King Argon and the Catholicus of the East have sent me concerning the matter of Jerusalem." And the king of France answered him, saying, "If it be indeed so that the Mongols, although they be not Christians, are going to fight against the Arabs for the capture of Jerusalem, it is meet especially for us that we should go fight with them, and if our Lord willeth, go forth in full strength." And Rabin Salma said unto him, "Now that we have seen the glory of thy kingdom, and have looked upon the splendor of your strength with the eyes of flesh, we ask you to command the men of the city to show us the churches and the shrines and the relics of the saints and everything else which is found with you and is not to be seen in any other country, so that when we return we may make known in the various countries what we have seen with you." And Rabin Salma and his companions remained for a month of days in this great city of Paris, and they saw everything that was in it. And they went forth from that place, that is to say from Paris, to go to the King of England, to Cassonia. And having arrived in 20 days at their city, the inhabitants of the city went forth to meet them. And they asked them, "Who are you?" And Rabin Salma and his companions replied, "We are ambassadors, and we have come from beyond the eastern seas, and we are envoys of the king and the kings of the Mongols." And the people made haste and went to the king and informed him of their arrival, and the king welcomed them gladly. And those who were with Rabin Salma straightway gave to the king the pukdana of King Argon and the gifts which he had sent him and the letter of Ma Catholicus. And King Edward rejoiced greatly, and he was especially glad when Rabin Salma talked about the matter of Jerusalem. and he said, "We the kings of these cities bear upon our bodies the signs of the cross, and we have no subject of thought except this matter. And my mind is relieved on the subject about which I have been thinking when I hear that King Argon thinketh as I think." And the king commanded Rabban Salma to celebrate the Eucharist, and he performed the glorious mysteries. And the king and his officers of state stood up, and the king partook of the sacrament, and made a great feast that day. Then Rabban Salma said unto the king, "We beseech thee, O king, to give thy servants in order to show us whatever churches and shrines there are in this country, so that when we go back to the children of the East we may give them descriptions of them." And the king replied, "Thus shall ye say to King Argon and unto all of those in the East, we have seen a thing that of which there is nothing more wonderful. That is to say, that in the countries of the Franks there are not two confessions of faith, but only one, namely, that of Jesus Christ, and all the Christians confess it." And King Edward gave us many gifts and money for the expenses of the road. And Rabban Salma returned. He crossed the seas, which he crossed when he came, and he arrived in peace at the place where King Argon was, sound in body and with the soul safely kept. And he gave to him the letter of blessings and the gifts which he had brought from Marpapa and from all the kings of the Franks. And he showed how all of them had welcomed him with love, and how they had hearkened gladly to his Pakdane. And he related the wonderful things which he had seen and the power of their kingdoms. And the king rejoiced, and was glad, and thanked him, and said unto him, "We have made thee to suffer great fatigue, for thou art an old man. In future we shall not permit thee to leave us, nay, we will set up a church at the gate of our kingdom, and thou shalt minister therein, and recite prayers." And these things took place in this way.